You're listening to The Break on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, this should be a lot of fun. Former Pittsburgh Steelers great Brett Kiesel about to join us. And Brett Kiesel doing some great stuff with Field & Stream. So he's teamed up with Field & Stream. He's going to be spreading holiday cheer at UPMC Children's Hospital. So he's going to be dressed in a camouflage Santa suit instead of a traditional Santa suit because, of course, camouflage from Field & Stream. Kiesel will visit children, families, and staff and provide gifts. Brett, thanks for joining us today. Tell us about what you're doing with Field & Stream.
So much fun to partner up with my good friends up at Field & Stream. You know, everyone thinks Santa is in a red suit all the time, and we wanted to shake that up a little bit. We got friends from our help at Mossy Oak, or help from our friends at Mossy Oak, and they came up with a cool camo Santa giddy-up. We also grabbed a bunch of great gifts and fun things that are at these Field & Stream stores around here and distributed them all over here to kids fighting cancer and different things here at Children's Hospital. It's just great to come in and give them a little joy for the day, let them laugh at me and my silly giddy-up. But it's really just heartwarming to come and help them out for the day, and couldn't do it without the great friends of Field & Stream.
Yeah, sounds like it'll be a great day for you, Brett. All right, so the other night, the Sunday night football game, you guys were honored, the 1978 team and then your team, the 2008 team, for your Super Bowl championship. What was that experience like?
It was very cool. Really cool to be with 13, too, the legends, you know, we call them. They set the foundation here in Pittsburgh, and it was an honor to be able to add to the Steeler legacy with a couple Super Bowl victories of our own, and to get together with the teammates, celebrate, you know, the great run we had and the team we had. The camaraderie is the same. Everyone, it's like, you know, we were together yesterday. But awesome to, you know, reach the championship and do it and to reflect on it and be proud about it.
Brett, so what's that like? I mean, when you get there, they have a huge spread for you. They get drinks for you guys. I mean, what's that like?
It's incredible. Yeah, we have a big dinner Saturday night. And, you know, some of us get up there and kind of tell stories about the season, tell stories of adversity we faced, or even just funny stories of situations that happened. But it's cool because a lot of fans can come and be a part of it. And then, you know, we get to watch a part of the game, and then they bring us out at halftime and show a little video of our team, and we can thank the fans, you know. It's really a remarkable experience.
We're chatting with former Steeler Brett Kiesel. He's teamed up with Field & Stream. He's spreading holiday cheer at UPMC Children's Hospital today. He's going to be dressed in a camouflage Santa suit, and he'll visit children, families, and staff and provide gifts. So great thing that Brett Kiesel's doing it for the kids there, and he's good enough to give us a couple of minutes here today. All right, so, Brett, I was thinking about this. We know about the offensive line in the NFL, and the quarterback takes care of them. They takes them out to dinner from time to time, that type of stuff. What about you guys, the defensive linemen? Like, who takes care of you guys?
The rookies.
The rookies?
And when you have a rookie, the rookies, they take care of everybody. So, yeah, we don't worry about that. We got a rookie when I was playing, and, you know, he brings breakfast. He's got to bring the snacks. If you need a water, if you need some milk, if you need a dash of cream in your coffee, that's what rookies are for.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Brett, how about that game the other night? So you guys are honored, and it looks like the Steelers are on their way to a huge win. They're up big in that game, and then somehow in the second half of that football game, Los Angeles, with the help of the refs a little bit, is able to come back to get that blatant false start that isn't called. But in the second half, it seemed like a different Chargers team. What happened to your Steelers there in the second half?
I don't know. It's disappointing that they couldn't pull it off. Well, Phillip Rivers is playing great. I mean, we've played against him a lot of times. He's definitely one of the better quarterbacks in this league. And he came out slinging. His guys made more plays. I mean, that's the bottom line. They made more plays than the Steelers did, and were able to finish it in the second half. It's a 60-minute game. You know, starting is one thing. You got to be able to finish, and especially now in December football, you know, teams are going to – the Super Bowl winner is learning how to finish right now and is going to be able to finish games. And so hopefully – they can get it together and make a little run here at the end. There's still plenty of time. I mean, they still have four games. There's still plenty of time to get in and get the championship, you know?
Yeah, Brett, when we think about the Steelers, we think about the Steel Curtain, and then we think the teams you were on in the 2000s, guys like James Harrison and Troy Polamalu, always number one or number two in total defense and scoring defense and all the stats. And then the past couple of years, the defense has taken a dip down a little bit. It's become more of an offensive football team with Ben and Antonio Brown, et cetera. But this current group, T.J. Watt's having a really good season. Dupree's having a good season. What do you make of this Steelers defense? Are they getting closer to being at least championship worthy with the way the offense is playing?
I think so. I think they're, you know, the front is solid. I think there's some good players in there. I think there's some solid backup players. They've just got to learn how to gel. The league is a different game than when we got to play. And I would have a hard time playing in today's league because defenses can't hit anybody. You know, they can't hit anybody. The rules are stacked against them. The NFL wants points, 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 points. So I just hope those guys can hold on and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, we think about it, the Bears out of the teams that are really in contention probably have the best defense, and nobody takes them as serious as the other teams because they don't have the offense. And in the past, we think about the Steelers and the Ravens. We always saw you guys as contenders, so it is a totally different NFL. Hey, Brett, one of the guys you played with, of course, James Harrison, played for the Patriots last year. It seemed like he played forever and he was never going to get old. What was he like to play with?
He was the best. We came in together in 02. We fought together, not like fit fight, but we worked out together, fought and grinded our way up through special teams and to eventual starters and then to Pro Bowlers. That type of work ethic, that type of formula is a hard route to take in the league. And, you know, I think he's done a great job. He's still has the greatest Super Bowl, you know, return ever. And it was just great to relive all those memories with him. He's one of my best friends. We live together. We go hunting and fishing together. We'll shop at Field and Stream together.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky to have each other out here. We're raising our boys, you know, and so it's awesome. That's how the brotherhood is, being a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, Brett's doing great work with Field and Stream. We're, of course, talking with former Steeler Brett Kiesel, and he's going to be spreading holiday cheer at UPMC Children's Hospital today, dressed in a camouflage Santa suit. He's going to visit children, families, and staff and provide gifts. One more guy I just want to ask you about real quick, Brett, is Troy Polamalu, because I remember him, and he would just jump over the line. He would have the snap count perfectly timed up. It just plays that we had never seen before. When you guys are out on the field with him, do you know like this type of stuff is coming, or when he makes these plays, are you in awe just like everybody else was?
Yeah, when he playing with that guy was something special because a lot of it was so instinctual. He's the most instinctual player I've ever seen, but a lot of that he did himself by studying film and watching and getting little tidbits and little things that he could see out on the football field, and not a lot of other people could do that. But, you know, it was special to play with him and so many other guys with the Steelers back when defense mattered. And I'm just grateful we got to play together.
All right, Brett, just before I let you go one more time, tell us about the great stuff you're doing with Field and Stream.
Yep, Field and Stream, one of the great outdoor stores, has partnered up with me, and we can go and spread holiday cheer here at the hospital. We're fortunate. I'm fortunate that I've had a great relationship with Children's Hospital. I even shear my beard every year, and it comes to these great kids that are fighting cancer and stuff here at the Children's Hospital. But we got dolled up in our camo and came down here with Field and Stream and put some smiles on some kids' faces today, which I think we all need to do this time of year.
All right, Brett, we really appreciate the time and all the great stuff you're doing with Field and Stream. Have a great day, my man.
Thanks, you too. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
All right, great stuff there from Brett Kiesel. Great stuff there from Brett Kiesel. Yeah, it was funny. He said that he shares his beard every year in terms of raising money. And also, cool event, man. Good idea by Field and Stream saying, you know what? Let's advertise our product a little bit, too. We're going to have Brett dress up as Santa, but in a camo suit. Makes sense. Goes with the Field and Stream theme. All right, when we come back, Kendrick Perkins, he's got a real issue. First of all, he's looking to get back in the NBA, because he has a much bigger issue than that away from basketball. We'll get to it next, right here on The Break on SB Nation.